Plants in the Winter. We're visiting today with Brian Huddleston, Extension Plant Disease Specialist and Director of the Plant Disease Diagnostic Clinic, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension, in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb. Brian, what happens to plants in winter?
Well, definitely we see some issues. Most plants will, if they're deciduous, the ones that drop leaves, they'll go dormant for the winter. But we have also evergreens that tend to be still active. They're not growing a lot. They have water requirements, so we can run into problems sometimes with these plants that they will dehydrate over the winter time. And other things that potentially can happen if we don't get a lot of snow, sometimes what will happen is that the temperatures will get very low, and then our soil temperatures will get very, very low, and then we get a lot of root injury, and that can lead to dieback of the trees and shrubs the following spring.
How does one minimize the effects of winter injury?
Yeah, for the evergreens that tend to dehydrate over the winter time, if they don't have enough water, what we recommend is making sure that you water adequately into the fall. Trees and shrubs, if they're deciduous, we usually recommend about an inch of water per week up to the point where they start to turn their normal fall color. For the evergreens, we recommend watering farther into the fall up to the point when the ground freezes or we get a significant snowfall. And then in terms of the winter injury, we just hope for a lot of snow. That snow is a nice insulating area layer to prevent those cold temperatures from really causing the ground to freeze substantially.
If one suspects some winter injury, what should they do?
They can certainly send in a sample to my lab, and we can evaluate it for that. We'll look for other disease problems as well. One of the plants in particular, we're asking for folks to send our boxwood samples, because we do see a lot of winter injury on boxwood, but we're also monitoring for new disease that has not yet been found in Wisconsin. It's called boxwood blight, and so anytime we see or have folks who talk about boxwoods with dieback, we want them to send in a sample. We actually do those diagnoses for free because we want to detect this boxwood blight as quickly as possible when it enters the state, because we'll have better ways of managing the disease once it arrives. And there are other sorts of diseases that we also offer free diagnoses for. There's a new disease, again, that we've not found in the state called thousand canker disease. And so if you see declining walnut trees and want to get a branch sample into us, all you have to do is invoke the words thousand canker disease and we'll do a free diagnosis for you. And then our big free testing program is actually for a disease of tomatoes and potatoes called late blight. And we do that every year because, again, we want to catch that disease as early as possible in the growing season, because that disease can have a huge impact on our commercial potato production.
So how do people get their plants to you?
Visit my website, which is pddc.wisc.edu, and we have information on how to submit a sample. You can always submit samples through the county extension system.
We've been visiting today with Brian Huddleston, Extension Plant Disease Specialist and Director of Plant Disease Diagnostic Clinic, Department of Plant Pathology, University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm Lori Kolb.